Contract types. Contracts take a few basic forms that need to be differentiated because they strongly affect which party accepts more of the risks if there are cost or schedule overruns. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines various contract types as follows. Cost-based contract. A type of purchasing contract in which the price of goods or services is tied to the costs of key inputs or other economic factors such as interest rates. Cost plus fixed fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid for costs specified as allowable in the contract plus a stipulated fixed fee. Firm fixed price contract. A contract in which the seller is paid a set price without regard to costs. A pure cost-based contract minimizes the risk for the supplier because cost overruns are charged to the customer. These types of contracts might be appropriate when it is impossible for either party to accurately assess costs in advance and there is a level of trust between partners. A drawback is that the service provider may not have an incentive to make efficiency improvements, such as a warehouse adding automation or acquiring energy-efficient devices. Cost-based contracts need to be audited regularly to ensure that all costs charged are reasonable and appropriate. Firm fixed-price contracts minimize the risk for the customer because the supplier must absorb all cost overruns. These contracts are appropriate for products and services that have a market value that is easy to determine or costs that are otherwise reliably estimated. The healthcare industry tends to negotiate towards a fixed cost, but the buyer needs to understand what reimbursement they will get from insurance providers or government benefits programs. Terms and conditions in these contracts may ensure fair play. For example, a warehouse that is charging a fixed price may specify that storage and throughput levels be within a given range. Unlike with cost-based arrangements, the product or service provider does not need to disclose their costs or profit levels. Incentive arrangements and contracts which provide incentives for desired behavior or continuous improvement can help specifically with strategic collaborative arrangements between organizations. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines incentive contracts and arrangements as follows. Incentive contract. A contract where the buyer and seller agree to a target cost and maximum price. Cost savings below the target are shared between buyer and seller. If actual cost exceeds the target cost, the cost overrun is shared between buyer and seller up to the maximum price. Incentive arrangements. Incentive contract that allows for the sharing of the cost responsibility between the buyer and seller. Incentives are incorporated into the contract to motivate the supplier to improve its performance in areas such as quality, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction. There are three elements of an incentive agreement: target cost, target profit, and the sharing agreement. Cost plus incentive fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid for costs specified as allowable in the contract plus a profit, provided certain provisions are met. Fixed price incentive fee contract. A contract in which the seller is paid a set price and can earn an additional profit if certain stipulations are met. Incentive arrangements and contracts can be part of an overall trading partner agreement or can be negotiated separately. The benefit of such arrangements is that they align collaborative goals with individual motivations. As stated in the definition of incentive arrangements, the organizations must settle on a desired cost and a profit margin for goods or services. These targets should be challenging but realistic and could be set in tiers that provide increasing rewards up to a maximum level. Both parties will be motivated to find ways to cut costs due to the mutual increase in profitability. The targets can be increased over time as goals are met. The organizations must also determine how the profits or excess costs will be split among the partners and to what maximum price any cost overruns will be shared among the partners.